Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Jameer, what customer service are you from?
Well, we are a third-party call center who service over 1,000 online vendors. So you may be calling about the charge you're not familiar with, and it may be due to one of those. So if you will, please, ma'am, provide me with your zip code, and I'll be able to pull up that account for you.
Okay, my zip code is 22015.
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
My first name is Lilette. It's spelled L-I-L-E-T-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
My last name is Diamond, just like a ring.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Let me try and locate that account for you. Okay, ma'am. I was able to locate that account for you. And may you verify the shipping address that we have, ma'am?
I need some explanation to what this is before I give you all the... You have it right there because I was doing something else on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, this came up saying about, I think, eat something and all of that. I did not buy for any of that stuff. So I want... It says you can cancel, I guess. But I would like that canceled because I don't know what it's all about. I didn't reach out to activate anything.
Yes, ma'am. And yes, ma'am, I will be able to assist you, but you'll have to verify the mailing address. It's for security purposes.
It is 5202 Daventry Court.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And that's in Burke, Virginia.
Yes, ma'am.
22015.
Yes, ma'am. And it looks like here, back on August 15th, it says here you order some Erex FX. Give me 1 second.
I ordered some what on August 15th?
It's a Erex FX. It looks like here's some type of male enhancement. And that got shipped out. You paid the shipping and handling cost of $670 and $7.45. And that got shipped out on August 16th. And then due to the trial limitations, the trial ended and you got charged the full price. And, but both of those charges on November 1st. But and it looks like here you got charged the full amount for those bottles, but it got declined. And then it looks like here on February 23rd, you ordered a pulse oximeter, paid the shipping and handling cost of $7.95.
You mean today?
Yes, ma'am.
But that, where did that come originated from? Because it had to do with a CVS something that they were, you know, for the advertisement
mm-hmm.
that they do. But
yes.
I didn't order the rest of this thing that just came up is saying, you know, if they're going to be doing that, they should let you know that after the date or whatever is ended, then you would be charged.
Yes,
so
ma'am. It was in their terms and conditions. I'm not
yeah,
sure.
But if it's there, it should have been in whatever email that I put in there.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
Now I just did this just now,
mm-hmm.
like about an hour ago,
yes,
and it's
ma'am.
Telling me about food that they're going to be sending me.
Mm-hmm.
And it says you can cancel or whatever. But that's why I'm calling to find out what exactly, how did this originate, and
yes,
what
ma'am.
Is
so,
what exactly it is.
So I do see on here, there says a smart health planner, but it looks like that charge was for $0. I'm not sure what's that.
Yeah, it's a little thing for heart rate monitoring.
Yes, ma'am. And it looks like you paid the shipping and handling. But these charges that was back on August and September, all those charges besides the shipping and handling got declined. And the only charges on this account now is the charges from today, which is $7.95 from shipping and handling.
So for me to get what they're advertising, say that it's free shipping and handling and all whatever the that little oximeter is,
mm-hmm.
then you're telling me that I have to be like on a plan because it said something about a plan. See, I'm 72 years old, and
yes,
I read
ma'am.
What it says. If it says
mm-hmm.
free, it's free. If it's not free, then I don't order it.
Yes.
And I was surprised. That's why I called you guys, because you said about calling. But the idea is when we call, whoever, not just me, you just said customer service. So whose customer service am I using
for
you guys to talk to me?
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like here we you called for. Looks like here you call the customer service line for that mailing enhancement that was ordered. But all of everything that you order from like the surveys and stuff all gets put onto one account. And if it's one of our vendors.
What survey? I didn't do a survey per se today.
You said you didn't do a survey today?
They asked me when I took the stuff from. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call CVS to know why did they put my number in something like that.
So you didn't order anything today, ma'am?
Yeah, the oximeter.
Okay. Okay.
And when they have the oximeter in there, they had a couple of other things, and they said if you want to order that, and you're right, it said $7.95 was
the shipping and handling.
Yeah, for the shipping and handling, and the meter was zero. So I am not looking to pay $7.95 and then go get something else that the company. I know you're doing. I'm not being argumentative with you. I know you're doing your job.
Yes, ma'am.
But the thing was, if that should have been something that was, you know, explained to whoever the customer is. It doesn't have to
yes,
be me.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand. And if you will, please, ma'am, let me place you on a brief hold and get this account documented, and I'll get a counsel for you, and I'll be right back with that cancellation number for you, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
They need to make this example so you can know what you're getting into. I don't buy stuff online anyways.
Okay, ma'am, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I got that account counsel for you. Would you like that cancellation number, ma'am?
Please, could you send it in my email?
Actually, we can't.
Oh, give
ma'am.
It to me, because I
yes,
have a pen right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Go
it
ahead.
Is C, as in cat, 2590589908.
Okay, could I read that back to you? Because sometimes when I'm writing, I write to.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's C2. Did you say I or one?
It was 25, the number 5.
Oh, 25.
Yes, ma'am.
259.
Yes, ma'am.
05, or was that a 1?
It was 05.
Okay, so I did misunderstood your 5 and your 1. Okay, 325 0 8.
Yes, ma'am.
1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. There's 10 numbers, well, letters and numbers that you gave me.
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes my left side of my brain doesn't catch with my right side. I had 2 strokes within 2 years, so that's why I used to be fast, just as you are. Well, except your youngness, because when you get old, you just get everything happen to you. Okay, so this cancellation number will cancel that little meter out, right?
Well, it's the number confirming that the account was canceled and that it's effective immediately.
Okay, so it says it was canceled.
Yes, ma'am. And if that was all, I thank you for calling customer service today, and you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you, and you stay safe. Too much is happening out there.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.